handle your business.
What we need to do as musicians and how we should always protect ourselves and always have lawyers no matter what. Never get to the point to think that you're so wise and you know everything that you can handle all of your business, because if you do, then you're going to end up making a stupid, foolish mistake.
Handle your business.
Today we're going to talk about something very important on the commercial music success club, and that is getting in where you fit in. Now, what we're going to talk about today is Kevin Hart injuring himself and how that relates to business. Okay, now I'm reading here in the story where Kevin Hart, okay, he's 40 years old, and he has a friend named Stephen Ridley. And he told him that he could outrun him in a 40-yard dash. Kevin said when he tried, something happened. I'm going to tell you what he said happened. He's 40 years old, and which I don't want to bring up this point right here. If you're an older man, don't waste any of your time trying to compete physically with a younger man, even if you have been physical. There's something about age, and I don't care how physically fit you are, you got to get in where you fit in. And also, you need not to allow the mind of a young man guide your mind if you're an older man. See, I think they're correlated. I really do. Now, he said that he could outrun him in a 40-yard dash. Now, what happened to him? He said he tore his lower stomach muscles, his abductors. He doesn't even know what that is. And he tore him, and he tore his torso too. He can't walk. He's 44 and in a wheelchair. Kevin Hart had an incident in a wheelchair after tearing abdomen. I got to be the dumbest man alive. That's what his quote was, according to this story in USA Today by Anika Reed. That's where I'm getting my information from. Now, let's take a close look at this in this podcast today, what we're talking about. Getting in where you fit in. And I'm not saying because someone is younger than you that you can't outdo them. I'm just saying, don't try to take a car that's been running on the road for years and do it with a super sprint against a car that has a brand new engine. Okay? It's just a difference in it. There's nothing wrong with Kevin Hart. He's very physically fit, and I myself am aspiring to more physical fitness, but we have to know to get in where we fit in. So remember this. It's very important. It's very, very, very important that you remember to be your age and not try to outdo anyone else. Because just because you've been here for a while, it does not mean that you have nothing to offer. And plus, you don't have anything to prove to the younger generation. Don't be concerned with that. You're not interested in trying to prove anything, anyone, anywhere. Be who you are in your mind. Be strong as you are in your mind. Be who you are in your mind. And don't take anybody else's mindset of what they do into your mind about what you're doing. This episode of the Commercial Music Success Club is brought to you by Purple Unicorn Superfood Dog Treats and God Dog Premium 3X Incense, which you can find at djdrwatch.com. That's djdrwatz.com. Learning to be in your space, learning to play your role, and learning to respond to your ability. Do not try to accompany the physicality of a younger man that's half your age, and do not take on the mentality of people that are half your age. Live your life. Don't make the same stupid decision. You know, there's nothing sadder than a grown person still out there running through the club, 40, 50 years old, making the same stupid decisions they made when they were 19. But that's on you. You can make all the decisions that you want. You can decide how you want to live, but you're going to live with the circumstances. So, what did we learn from this beautiful lesson today from Kevin Hart? He said 44 is real. Be who you are. Don't try to recapture anything, because guess what? There's so much newness out there every day. The amount of years that you spent on this earth meant nothing. It has nothing to do with age. The continuum of your time here on this earth has nothing to do with that. It is all about what you're learning and how you're constantly reaching forward. Don't reach forward to try to impress people. Let them reach forward to try to be like you, okay? I'm DJ Dr. Watts. My partner is Lady Jean, and this is the Commercial Music Success Club. Thank you, wonderful people, for being here. And I hope this podcast has been of some blessing to you, to let you know or to open your eyes up, to kind of give you an understanding. Be who the hell you are and stop trying to impress and be like other people. All right. Peace out. Have a good one. Be blessed.
Handle your business.
Good morning. Hope everything is going well in your life today. Back on the series, On the Way to Billboard, or On the Way to a Commercial Music Success. I've been preaching this, I've been living this, and now the work is beginning to pay off. And I want to share with you through this podcast some of the amazing things that has happened. I'm a 54-year-old producer, electronic music artist, DJ, composer. I make my own music, and then I spin it at festivals or shows or whatever. I write for film and TV under the Viacom umbrella for shows like Love and Hip Hop, Total Divas, Catfish. And I've had to deal with some health challenges, but I overcome them all through belief. And I've brought a new life, a new energy into my life through belief. I have a wife that has blessed me and spoke life unto me and gave me words of encouragement and peace and understanding. And now it's time to do this. So I want to ask you, do you think you're too old? I want to tell you, I told my wife this, life has just begun. They say this is the first day of the rest of your life. I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to put it in an even more non-restrictive way, a non-resistant way. Life has just begun. Whatever you think you have and you want to start in your life, life has just begun. Whatever you want to do with your life, life has just begun. Whatever desires and gifts you have for your life, life has just begun. I'm DJ Dr. Watts, one half of the group Ambassadors of Good Frequency. My wife is Lady Jen. We are the owners of Son of Man Records. Join us as we raise to the top. Watch our faith in our mouths and as it is met with the universe through opportunity. Be blessed. Have a beautiful day. Love yourself. Don't take no crap off of nobody, including your children or your parents. Make everybody respect you and your money and your time. Do not allow people to mine your resources away in their foolishness. Have a beautiful day. Be blessed. And remember, life has just begun. Peace.